Donatella Moltisanti was studying opera 30 years ago when she found that debilitating pain she was experiencing would disappear as she sang. She began exploring how music can physically affect people, and she has created a technique she calls Moltisanti soul singing. She'll be hosting a number of workshops in New Mexico from February 19th to the 24th. You can find links to those at KUNM.org and at DonatellaMoltisanti.com. Donatella, talk about how you came to this method that you're using of healing through music. What was your story? How did this come to you?
Basically, I was one of these women that suffers tremendously with the period every month. And what happened is that when I started to singing and I was introduced to the technique, I uses a very ancient breathing technique that uses the diaphragm, is very deep and expands the body. The body transforms into an instrument. And what happened, I start to have less and pain until it was completely gone. And of course, I was very curious. So I went deep and I researched. I really saw that there was a byproduct to that technique. There was the way we breathe as singers touch the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve stimulates the parasympathetic system.
This is the vagus nerve? Is that what you said?
So the vagus nerve is responsible for stimulating the parasympathetic system, a sense of relaxation, so the inner muscles start to respond. So there was such a deep, and then the oxygen, of course, and the inner massage with the diaphragm and the lower belly. So it was always present to the main function to use the body as an instrument that projects the voice and fills up places and theaters and stadiums. But also there was this beautiful byproduct that I started to use for myself, and then I started to help my clients and my students. There were many people had a very deep scoliosis, and through the breathing and the posture and the vibration of the voice. And then, you know, I at that time was also playing violin. I would use the sound of the strings of the violin. I would always, you know, for me, these two worlds were always, for my personal experience, crossing.
You used this initially for yourself. You had very painful period pain, and it went away just by sort of the vibration of your voice and the sound?
Yeah, I would really be folded in two and feeling that I was going to die.
That's I had days like that.
It was so bad. But what happened is that there is such a contraction, and there's such a also memory of traumas, what I found out later. It really, for women, we store so much in our ovaries from generation to generation, and our own stories, if we are victims of abuse or anything. Or if you have a memory of abuse and the collective stores there. So when it's a vibration that shakes up that set, the memory, the compacted energy, it just opens up and shakes it. It's like when a singer, you know, I lived in Rome for many years, and I remember this, my roommates, they were funny because I was singing, practicing, and they would go close to the windows. I was like, you're going to break the window. You're going to break the window. And I was, you know, smiling. But that's, imagine what happens to the body. The window was on the other side of the room, and the body, it's the container of this. So if you do with intention and you put your focus in love and forgiveness and a sense of being in charge of what you store inside yourself, and then the effects are really unpredictable.
Can you talk about people that you have helped, sort of what they were suffering and how going through this helped them?
It was this woman that had vocal nodules, and that normally happens if you're a teacher or if you are repressed and you just contract your throat, you're locked down, and then that's how this area of the body becomes vulnerable. And I remember this lady, she was actually the mother of a student of mine, and I really felt that from her talking voice that there was something going on in her throat. So she went and she did a specific examination, and they found that I was there. And so we did 6 months of sessions. I taught her to breathe, how to align the diaphragm, how to get the cords together, how to really understand how the body works and to put intention. And it's really, I put it in a box that it's accessible to everyday people. And you don't have to be, it's not for elites, for people that are into the fields of opera or singers. So she was able, she's a writer, so she was able to really understand and apply this exercise that she would do early in the morning, at night when going to bed. 6 months later, she went back and the nodule was gone. And she confessed to me that for years and years, when the winter would come in, she would start with the antibiotics, we had pain, she had a burning stomach acidity that was provoking this thing. It was just the breathing took her system into a system, into the parasympathetic system, sympathetic system, and completely shifted the way the body was reacting to life and to the stress of her career, but also the memory of that vulnerability was gone. And she has never had problems since then. From a emotional standpoint, I remember that I volunteered in Miami to association that was for domestic abuse. And because I, through breathing, I helped myself to come out from a very dangerous relationship. So I started to volunteer in this association. And I remember working with women. And once I tuned them into their body, into their breathing, into their sense of self through activating the vagus nerve and the expansion and the groundedness that comes with this system, the women were able to just come out from that playing dead mode that the brain goes, and they were really awakened and empowered. So this is really a method that empowers everyone who needs to, it's for us to come back to ourself, to our sense of self, and to be present to our own power.
What kinds of things will you be doing here in New Mexico? So it sounds like it's a mix of breathing, singing. Do the participants sing? Are they listening to you sing or listening to music?
It depends, you know, from the chemistry of the people who are present. But normally I give a basic knowledge to take the people to breathe in with this technique, so that people are taking in the place, they are present, they're present inside their body, and it really takes 5 minutes. You know, when you tell them exactly which muscle to use, where to put intention, and what, you know, just knowledge and brings consciousness and awareness. And so people really experience this being inside their body and being there. And when you have that experience, all of a sudden you're not even able to think what I'm going to do later or what I did this morning. It's really amazing how the breath takes us in the present. And if we touch the integrity of the body, the original memory of the body, because it's nothing new, I'm really awakening people to what the body knows. Then after that, I take them in a space of internal focus through the sound. And the sound is from the singing bowls. There are some crystal singing bowls.
Oh, yes, the singing bowls, yeah. Like these in meditation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And this, you hear that, different kinds. I have a few Japanese and Tibetan singing bowls that are like a few hundred years old, and they are very powerful. But also, and then I start with my voice. So the voice, it's really what creates the shift, because we all have a relationship with our own voice. With our first connection with sound is with the voice of the mother from the womb. So there's this lullaby kind of songs, or so chants, and all of that becomes an experience. And the frequency of this pure sound, singing bowls and the voice, the way I work with my voice, it's in the purest sound possible. Sometimes people don't distinguish my tone with the singing bowl's tone. And that's always the feedback that I get. That's how I've been working to get to that frequency of harmonics. And what happens is that they have a shaking body, they have something, the body moves in itself, because the cellular level is so profoundly activated. So sometimes I explain that we have each one of us has a tone that our body, and it's a very unique tone. It's like our own snowflake. We have this frequency that it's our own. And so there's a moment when I ask people to tune into that inner sound and to, you know, voice it or to follow their own creativity and use the voice. Normally people go so deep into receiving and they prefer just to go and process. And sometimes they cry. Sometimes they just go so deep that they go and then come back into the room with their consciousness. So there are, it's very interesting to see how far I can go from, you know, the chemistry that is present in the room. But normally I allow people to be in the receiving mode so that they can go so deep into the inner child, because the sound really takes you to the brain goes into open up the first memories of relationship with the sound, which is the heartbeat of the matter, the flush, the rush of the blood. It's really that deep.
That sounds so interesting. I know you work with a lot of integrative doctors around the country. Has anyone studied what you're doing and how it affects people?
Yes. I've been working. It's so fascinating to work with integrative doctors because they have so much knowledge and they really feel this, really believe in this. But for the nature of their approach is very mental. And when we work together, you can tell how happy they are that they can really, there's somebody manifesting what they believe that they can prove. So it feels like a good marriage because I can take it into a space of tangibility and experiential, and they can really validate the mind, which needs to be respected and informed with their own knowledge. So yeah, it's also they're opening up a lot into the sound because they're really understanding the sound, the power of the sound and the vibrational world is becoming increasingly valued and studied. So they're opening up more. While as a musician, I was more into knowing this and not knowing what was behind it until, you know, I started to look into it and study and read. And for them, it's now the opposite. They've been studying all these topics and understanding the logic and the science behind it. And then they're now happy to feel it, to understand that it's something that's visible and tangible.
Donatella Moltisanti, appreciate you talking with us.
Oh, I appreciate you really spending this time with me. I'm very, very grateful.
Donatella Moltisanti will give a number of workshops in New Mexico from February 19th to the 24th. Find the schedules at KUNM.org or DonatellaMoltisanti.com.